I have seen numerous reports and numerous consultative reports, and there was one as recently as last year, regarding Eastkey, and the reality is these reports are gathering dust in some shelf somewhere, because the way the structure is set up, number one, the OPW now are in charge, I understand, of course, erosion, which is another disaster. But the way this has been, the funding is set up is 75% government and 25% local authority. And the cost of doing the remedial works is so expensive that the local authority hasn't the funding, in most cases, to alleviate the coastal damage that is happening all the time right along the west coast. My area, myself and Councillor Clark represent, we're exposed to that far more than was the council in the Ballymore Tubbercurry area. And the funding hasn't been put in place at all. And I can see it as somebody that was born and reared right along the coast, the amount of land that has been eroded over the decades. And it is worrying and it is frightening, and roads are now in danger in the Eastkey area in particular, one road in particular, and in Ratlee. And numerous motions have been put down and say on the council to try and do something. Reports have went to Dublin, but the reality is no real funding has came from central government to try and remediate this work in any way, shape or form. The money for the coastal erosion has been spent in the big cities and towns, and that's a well-known fact. And the rural areas have been neglected again. And so there's no fund. I do acknowledge that it's a very costly exercise to do anything with the coastal erosion, but something is going to have to be done. We're not going to allow our roads and our infrastructure being damaged continuously year in, year out without funding being put in place.
So you don't have faith then in the current government to grant the necessary funding to implement the changes that are so badly needed, you're saying, for the likes of Eastkey?
I'd be working with Eamon Scanlon, indeed Minister Harkin and Frankie Feehan and Deputy Kinney, to see can funding be made available for, in particular, in our area, in my area of West Sligo. And of course it's the same scenario in Stantid and in the Grange Maharau area. They have the same problems along the coast. So we do need more funding. I'm not holding my breath, because what I've seen over the years, it's very small funding that's came in place. But we have to keep trying and keep fighting our corner, and hopefully we will make some progress in the years ahead, Catherine.